I got an idea while I was working in that little nursery. We were buying some of our plants from the world's largest nursery in California at the time. They grew everything in containers, like buckets, on top of the ground there. And I said, you know, that's got to be the coming thing. I want to get in on that on the ground floor. So Dad and I decided that we would try to grow a few canned plants. They were just in cans back in those days. So I learned a lot about it. I learned about propagation. I learned about fertility. I learned about spraying insecticides and fungicides and all that stuff. Then I thought, you know, I could maybe just hang out and do this the rest of my life. But I had built myself a pretty good-sized trap that I wasn't real happy with. So I decided that the way for me to do the best I could would be to do something that I could make money at. And I'm talking about I didn't want to be in the retail business in Muskogee, Oklahoma. I was ambitious in those days, and so I wanted my marketplace to be the United States, which it is today. We still carry the name Greenleaf Nursery Company. From there, we have four locations, two in Oklahoma, one in El Campo, Texas, and one in Greenville, North Carolina.
But you went into a separate location to start this concept.
When I was 21 years old, I had this idea, and I was afraid that somebody else was going to seize it before I got a chance. So I decided I was going to travel through the South and find a location where I wanted to put in this container nursery. We call it container nursery because everything was in containers rather than in the ground. So I went all through the South looking for a location. I got the climate data on each place that I visited on the way through Arkansas and Tennessee, North Carolina and South Carolina and Georgia and Alabama. My favorite place during that whole trip was Asheville, North Carolina. Meanwhile, I had met a guy in Tennessee who is successful in the nursery business. I told him what I was doing. Like I say, I was 21 years old, so whether or not he paid much attention to me, I don't know, but I guess he did. He said, I thought about your situation, and you need to put that nursery right there where you are at home because there is nobody doing it there, and you'd have an opportunity for a market all the way up through the Midwest. He was right.
Great advice, huh?
Yep, great advice. So when I was looking for a location to put this thing in Oklahoma, I looked over in the hill area of eastern Oklahoma because that's where I liked to spend my time. In my time off, I love the Illinois River. I love the trees and the hills and the rocks. So that's where I spent my time looking for a location, and I finally found it right on the bank of Thin Killer Lake, 230 acres. I didn't need but about a half an acre, but I had big dreams. When I was 22 then, I moved away from Muskogee over to that location and lived in a little farmhouse over there. It didn't have indoor plumbing. Put in a bathroom, moved my wife, and by this time I had two children. Got to work. Most of my labor in those days were Cherokee Indians because the hills provided that. The other thing I had to have was water. And another good piece of advice I got was, for what you want to do, I'd want to be able to see my water. I wouldn't depend on going underground for it. I'd want to see it. So when I found this location on Ten Killer Lake, I said, well, there it is. And we weren't looking for a local market. I was looking to produce the plants and sell them in a wholesale manner. So it didn't matter if we were in a market that would buy plants or not, because we were going to ship them in semi-trailers to the market.
Did you buy that land?
Yes, we bought the land for $100 an acre. The owner carried it back. I think we had to put up a couple of $1,000s, and then he carried the loan, and we paid it off. We still have that land today, and we have added quite a bit to it.
Your father was with you then?
Yes, he was. My father was with me.
He bought the concept.
He did. It was a hard sell, but I told him, I said, you know, two families can't live out of this little retail nursery because the biggest gross business year we ever had was $25,000. Now, that's not profit. That's how much business we did. And I said, we can't do that. We've got to have something bigger than this. So that's when the idea struck me that, hey, here's an idea that if it works, it can set me free.
So did he invest a few thousand himself and help you with that?
No, we were partners in the retail nursery by then. So I moved over to the new location. The retail nursery subsidized us for the first two or three years because in growing plants, it may be anywhere from 2 to 8 years from the time you start the plant until you have something to sell. It's a long pipeline. So we had to have help to keep it going until we were able to have enough product to sell to make it work on its own, which it did.
What was the advantage of containers?
Growing plants in containers is sort of almost like a factory where you have everything uniform, everything in straight rows. The plants are planted in the container. All the roots are in the container, as opposed to being dug out of the ground where you have to cut the roots off. And the survival of container-grown plants is so much better than plants that are grown in the field that have to have the roots cut off. Another advantage was we could just pick that plant up. We didn't have to get out in the mud with a shovel and dig it out of the ground. It was right there ready to go any time of the year. So those were two big advantages. Disadvantage was that growing plants on top of the ground in containers had a problem with being hardy enough to make it through the winter because the root ball can freeze solid. The top of the plant would make it fine if it were planted in the ground. But sitting on top of the ground, freezing, the roots wouldn't take. So we had to figure out some way that we could overwinter these plants and have them alive when the spring business came in. The first crop that I had up there, it was small. But the first crop I had all froze to death the first winter. So I had to start over. We said, well, we'll give this another chance and figure out how we can do it.
Well, then how did you fix it to provide warmth to those plants?
What we did originally when we would, what we call overwinter the plants, we would take bales of straw and nest them in the straw to try to keep the wind and the freeze off the roots. That worked somewhat, but not great. And then the idea of building A-frames and covering them with plastic over a large piece of ground came up, and it worked. The reason it worked, not that it didn't frost in there, it did, but it didn't freeze hard because there was so much area covered that the ground warmth kept the plants alive. And that's the way we still do it.
So that was a huge greenhouse, wasn't it?
Yes, a lot of them. I don't know how many we have now, but almost countless.
Right. So that was the answer to that.
Yes.
This idea of containers, did other nursery people sniff around and wondering what you're doing?
Yes. As a matter of fact, they did. And it was such a new thing. One of the local nurseries, Ozark Nursery, Ed Davis was the owner. He said, well, you're just growing those little plants in a test tube. And I said, well, yeah, I guess we kind of are. But because people found out about it, the horticultural school over at Oklahoma State University would come visit us, and they'd bring students over to see what we were up to. They had one student that I always had my eye on, if I could ever afford him, as my replacement, because he had a master's degree in horticulture, which I didn't. I just learned mine from doing it. He was brilliant. He was a big part of the success of Greenleaf Nursery Company. His name's Austin Kenyon. When they would bring the class, he was the one in the class that would always ask the correct questions. He was the one that had the curiosity to know, well, how do you do this? Well, why do you do that? I picked him out. I didn't think I'd ever be able to afford him, but I did. And he did so much for Greenleaf Nursery Company.
When he graduated, then he came to work for you?
He graduated and went to work for Oklahoma State University as a professor of horticulture. So I lured him away, and it was a hard lure. When I finally felt confident enough that I could sell him on a program that I thought he could do well for himself, well, it turns out that he has done very well for himself.
If you didn't see him, could you have made that happen anyway?
I could have made it happen anyway, and it was happening anyway. But he brought things to the table that I didn't know. And by this time, by the time I had hired Austin, my brother Gil had decided to come to work for me. He'd had moved to California and had a civil service job with the Department of the Navy. He graduated from Oklahoma State University with a degree in physics. He couldn't wait to get to California. He would come back to visit Oklahoma while I was building this nursery. It was dynamic and it was happening. You know, he said, my job is just not happening like this. I told you I never wanted anything to do with this nursery, but could I come back and go to work here? And I said, boy, you'd be welcome to come back. I could sure use some help. So he came back, and eventually he became my full partner in the nursery. And then on through life, we were partners in just about everything.
Tell me again, when you planted the seed, How long did it take before you could sell that product?
Depends on what the plant is. Some things you can sell the same year, but we weren't growing that type of things. That's the bedding plant business, flowers and stuff for summer. But the stuff we were growing was known as hardy ornamentals. They take, I'm going to say the shortest time would be 3 years, and the longest time they could be 8 or 9 years old.
So I'm trying to figure out, it took you that long to be able to sell those. In the meantime, you had to be doing something else.
Well, I did. And while I had moved over there, of course, in Muskogee, being in the retail business, I drew up landscape plans and would sell them to customers. We would plant them. When I got over there, I said, well, we got to have more income because the little Muskogee nursery is not able to keep us alive. So I started going over to Northwest Arkansas, which by that time had started to grow. And there were some people over there with some money and wanted to have landscaping on their new homes. I would go over there and I would contact that person. I would draw up a plan. And if I was lucky, I'd sell it to them and we'd get it done and we'd collect the money. So anyway, that's how it happened.
And then the plants for that landscape design you brought through your mom and pop stand.
We did, and a lot of them came from California in containers. So that followed right into what I was trying to do.
That's what kept you going until you could start finally selling.
Correct.
That had to be a great day when you decided these plants are ready.
Yes. Well, and the first great day that they were ready, they all froze to death. Or not all of them, but most
right.
of them. So the next time I got a chance, we did have something to sell. I would take samples of our crop, our product, to Oklahoma City and Tulsa in the back of my little station wagon. I'd meet with the owner of a retail landscape place in those cities. I'd say, hey, here's what we've got. We'd like to get your business, and we can ship these over to you, da-da-da-da. That's how we got going. So I would be the guy that grew them, and then I'd be the guy that went out and sold them.
Right.
And then when they got sold, and I'd be the guy that was loading the truck to ship them over, and late that night, writing out an invoice.
When you went to these retailers, were they receptive to you?
Well, not too bad. Not too bad. You know, we had some things that they desired to have. Some of them, I'm sure, were doing it just out of courtesy. But, you know, we built a business there. Then the next thing we did, my dad had gotten acquainted with a nurseryman up in Sarcoxie, Missouri. He was buying and reselling plants. He was our first re-wholesale customer. We would sell to him wholesale. He'd take a small markup, and he'd wholesale them again to the landscaper or the garden center. So we got a break into Missouri, and that led us into Kansas and Kansas City and St. Louis and then all up through the Rust Belt. As years have gone by, I don't mean all at once. And that's where our business came from.